the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals.
Hello there. I hope you're having an amazing day. I want to record this podcast with the intention of making sure that it makes your day better. So I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you're listening. In case you didn't know, we were going through the 12 game rules that Game Changer uses when it comes to training and coaching agents around the game of real estate. We are actively moving through these. In fact, on this episode, we're going to talk about game rule number 10. And here it is. Discipline kicks in when determination checks out. Let me tell you what I mean. I've been in this business for a very long time, and I have watched agents come and go into this business. And one of the things that is pretty consistent with most agents that get into this business is they have a high level of determination when they get started. They get into this business, they do all the hard things of getting their license, which really isn't hard compared to actually building the business. But nonetheless, relatively speaking, it's hard. And some people might have even quit their job, might have even rearranged their lives and their schedules. They have all this determination. But the determination, if I can just be so bold, is to say that the determination at the beginning of something new is fueled by some ignorance. It's fueled by dopamine. Because you've done something great for yourself. You did something hard, and now you've made this decision to do something really great for yourself. And those two things are in many ways the mask that hides the real work. People get into this business, and depending on how much ignorance they have and how much dopamine they get will determine how long they'll be able to ride on those two things alone. And by ignorance, by the way, I mean you don't know what you don't know when you get into this business. You just don't. You can watch agents, you can talk to agents, but until you live it out and you understand what this actually looks and feels like, just like anything else, you just don't know what you don't know. So there's some ignorance. And then again, we go back to the dopamine, like the excitement of choosing to do something. It gives you a high until rubber meets the road and you are faced with a hard decision to do something difficult. The first morning that you don't want to get up and put your one foot in front of the other because you've been doing this for 6 weeks and no one has agreed to list or buy with you. And you maybe go on a listing appointment on another day and another more experienced agent gets the deal. You know, you may show up to your office day in and day out and you see other agents succeeding where you feel like you're failing. There's any number of things that could be demoralizing in the beginning, especially of anything new that you do. Weight loss. Let's talk about weight loss for a second. You ride in on the dopamine of, oh, I've got this tribe of people and I have my plan and everything's wonderful and I'm going to lose all this weight and I'm going to be skinny and I'm going to get into these clothes by Christmas. But when rubber really meets the road and you have to make a hard decision about not to eat or not to drink something and you feel left out or you feel deprived or you feel hungry or you feel cranky or you whatever, insert feelings about whatever it is, that's when it gets hard. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with any of this. It's part of the process of learning and bringing yourself into conscious incompetence, saying, oh, wow, this may be harder than I thought it was. And, oh, okay, I understand that I'm going to have to do some work or it's going to be harder than I thought. But see, the reality is that when we get into something new, we make plans. And the one thing that we fail to do is plan as if anything could go wrong. We plan for everything to go right. I'm going to sell two homes a month from now to the end of this year, and I'm going to make $150,000 and blah, 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 add two. All of that is feasible. All of that is doable for you. I don't care who you are. With the right plan, the right accountability, and the right determination, and the right discipline, you could do that. Yes, you can do anything you set your mind to. But what we fail to do is we fail to account for life. We fail to account for the fact that there will be days when we will get rejected over and over and over again, and we didn't calculate the emotional toll it would take on us. We didn't calculate how much dopamine we would need to keep going every day. We didn't calculate that we would have sleepless nights, or that we would have illness, or that we would have kids that have illness, or we would have spouses that lose work, or that our broker would close down the business, or that a customer would cancel a contract at the last minute. We don't factor in the realities of our lives. We don't have a contingency plan. When these things go sideways, what will we do? Think about weight loss. You make a plan. You're going to follow your plan. You're going to track your macros. You're going to track your calories. You're going to eat this food you've set up until one day your customers have you out longer than you thought, and you get hungrier and hungrier, and your willpower wanes, and you find yourself in the McDonald's drive-thru coming home. Even though you have a plan, you didn't calculate, you didn't have a contingency plan for it not working out perfectly. So I say all of this to say, you can bring as much determination as you want to the table, and all of you will bring different varying amounts of it. But determination does have an expiration date, and it's different for each of us. And when determination checks out, when you're no longer feeling that drive and that energy to keep doing this, that is when discipline has to kick in. That's when you have to do the hard thing, even when you don't feel like it. And here's what I have found. When you do the hard thing, even when you don't feel like it, it digs deep down inside of you and pulls up determination back up to the play. It pulls it out of the bench, off the bench, and says, back on the field. It gives you energy. It proves that you want this. It grows you. It expands your capacity. And it makes you less reliant on determination to be the sole driving force of your day, of your decisions. So game rule number 10, discipline kicks in when determination checks out. I think we need to plan that determination is not always going to be that driver. There are going to be times when the willpower is just not there, and you just don't have the inner zest to get up and do this. And unfortunately, because we're self-employed in this industry, many people will fall victim to their feelings. If they don't have that inner zest or that excitement about it, they don't show up to it. They don't come to the office. They don't go to training anymore. They start self-isolating. They start taking more days off. Defeat sets in, and slowly but surely, they're on the road to failure. We all know the statistic in real estate is that 87% of agents will not renew their license. Well, it's because they were riding high on determination and ignorance. And they didn't have a contingency plan for discipline to kick in. They didn't have accountability in place that said, hey, no, we knew this would happen. We knew there would be days like this. What are we going to do? We're going to get up and we're going to keep going, even if we don't feel like it, even if there isn't some foot on the gas pedal of our heart to keep this business moving forward. So remember, you need a discipline plan for the days that you don't feel the determination to do it. And I promise you that when you do it anyway, when you have the force of will for discipline, I assure you that the determination will spark. Something will happen inside of you. You will have a breakthrough. You will have something good that happens that will prove to you that you can be disciplined even when you don't feel like it. So I'm going to read to you the 10 affirmations that we have written around discipline kicks in when determination checks out. Here they go. Discipline is a high form of self-love. Therefore, I will love myself. Discipline fuels my actions, guiding me towards my goals, even in the face of doubt or weariness. I am worth it. I am capable of doing far more than I think I can. Discipline is a steadfast companion that knows what's best for me. I set myself apart by doing it anyway, even when I don't feel like it. To make a difference, I must do what others are unwilling to do. I am unyielding in the face of inevitable adversity. My success is guaranteed when I just don't quit. Within me is everything I need. My friends, as you listen to this, whether you're feeling determined today or not, know that discipline is the key to keeping yourself on this highway that you've started down. It is the indication that this is a career that you want, not just a career that you're interested in. It's a career that you're committed to. So whatever small activities you need to be doing on a daily basis without fail, find a way to stay disciplined in those things. Put accountability in place to make sure that you don't stop and just keep going even when you don't feel like it. And re-listen to this podcast episode if you need to. Thank you for listening today. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.